This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Google and Facebook joined the creator of the World Wide Web this week to sign on to principles for how the Internet should work. This includes a pledge to respect users' personal data and fight information abuses, even though those companies have pushed back on regulations to that effect. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more on this contract for the web.
Tim Berners-Lee created the World Wide Web, but this week at a conference in Lisbon, he lamented its unintended consequences.
We have fake news. We have problems with privacy.
Advocate Christine Bannon at the Electronic Privacy Information Center says Google and Facebook have resisted regulation, and she expects little action, even though the companies have signed on to Berners-Lee's principles, which are vague.
I think that Google and Facebook will claim to be following them no matter what.
Both face lawsuits alleging they've skirted new European privacy rules. But Berkeley professor Deirdre Mulligan says pressure from regulators and advocates and employees is forcing companies to reconsider how they handle information.
I think we have like this confluence of energy saying, hey, you haven't been attentive.
The contract could add to public pressure. Berners-Lee himself suggested his pact isn't just about enforcing new data rules, but changing attitudes about them. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.